Hey Jenny, how are you? How are you going? I've just been starting this live stream with a view of the beautiful bay. Morning Jenny, morning. Because I am on my morning walk or run. Maybe I'm saying morning walk because there's been more walking than running today, but I have run. Gorgeous view, I thank you. Yes, it is. Oh, I'll go that this is the gorgeous view. Yeah, I've been on my morning run. I'm probably like a third of the way into it. And I thought, hang on, I'm going to stop here because I'm a bit more tired than normal. And that's probably because I haven't run for a few mornings because it was Eka, sick kids, two kids home yesterday, and all that type of life stuff that happens. But as soon as the opportunity arises, then I get started again. And I think that flexibility has really helped me to, you know, work on my health and fitness consistently rather than being very black and white and giving up, which is what I did a couple of years ago. Yes, so this morning when I did wake up, I woke up with an immense headache. I actually think that I wasn't lying in the right position on my pillow because it was like in my neck was so sore when I just woke up. And then when I sat up to go make some coffee, it felt like my brain was vibrating inside my skull. And as I was walking, it felt like somebody had it in a bloody vice grip. It was awful. Hey, Salema, thanks for hopping on. It was such pain, and I told my husband, geez, my head is so sore, but nothing stops me from making my morning coffee. And then I thought, okay, the kids are home again today, because it was the Eka show holiday on Monday for our local area, our official public holiday. But our school has decided, no, the kids can stay home today as well, so they have a pupil-free day. I will not be taking them to the Eka for a second day. That's just plain crazy. And I thought, you know, I have to get some work done. I've got a big headache. I'm going to have three kids at home and probably the third, a fourth one, just down the street that normally comes and spend the day with us as well, playing with my boys. So I go, okay, I need to fix this headache. But I knew that I have a choice. I didn't feel like going for a run. And I thought, well, that's going to mean that you're probably going to have to dose yourself the whole day with Panadols and have a lie down to get it out of your system. Or you can go for a run. So I went for a run. And guess what? The headache is gone. And I'm like probably between a third and halfway into my run, depending on what route I take home from home. And my headache is gone. And it's just amazing. The first part was really tough, but I start off with a walk and you start to, you know, start breathing better, bigger, because I get out of breath pretty quickly because there's a lot of hills here, even if I'm just walking. And the thing is, and again, I'm generalizing here when it comes to headaches and stuff. And the thing is, you need to know yourself very well when you make these type of decisions. And if you engage in a sufficient amount of self-care, of self-awareness about your body and how you cope with life in general, with stress, you know, or maybe you've just had a really tough week, or, you know, you're an introvert and you had to do a lot of public speaking and stuff. You need to know yourself. And that just comes from being mindful and being self-aware. And that's how you make these decisions, whether you go to the doctor, whether you spend the day in bed, or whether you go for a run like I did. Because what I know, the little I know about headaches and stuff, I'm definitely not an expert on it, is that as a general rule, when you have headaches, the blood vessels in your brain is very constricted. Okay, that causes the pain. And when you go for a run, it actually opens up the blood vessels, and the opening up of the blood vessels relieves the pain. I once read a journal article on it, but it was a certain type of headache. I can't remember which one it was. And they said that the best thing you can do when you have those type of headaches is to run for 100 meters as fast as you can. It will fix it. And I'm going, I've never been game to do that, okay? Because that's just plain self-torture. But I can start with a brisk walk, going uphill, and I can do it gradually, and it bloody well works. Let me just see the Hey Valerie, Valerie's hopped on. Valerie said I need to send you a fave hot bath product to soak in, takes care of all my aches and pains. Yes, please, thank you. I often find with the blood circulating from Orion, a lot gets fixed. It is so true. And it's so hard to get yourself to just start the run. But if you can just go, I'm not making this decision whether I run or stay in bed based on how I'm feeling right now, but wanting to base that decision on how I'm going to feel when I'm finished, right? Valerie said, body awareness, yes, 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 so much yes. I absolutely believe in this. Oh, getting lots of ticks from the burnout specialist here. Valerie says, you know, you're speaking my language now and getting me very excited. Well, I learned about burnout from the best in the business, Valerie. What do you expect? Yes, so that is my bit of motivation for you today. Just because you wake up and you feel crappy in your body doesn't mean that the rest of the day has to be like that. There is stuff that you can do about it. It might be tough, but if you invest that 40 minutes, for me it's probably going to be an hour today because I've taken this time to speak with you. Normally my run is between 40 and 45 minutes. If you just take that little hour out of your day to look after you, you're going to get all the rest of the day back to do stuff. And I'm so excited. I'm speaking to somebody at 1 o'clock. I want to do up my book funnel with the lovely Abby when I get back. I've got so much things that I want to do and I'm so excited about it. And by the way, Valerie, I left you a Voxer, so if you can have a listen to that, that would be awesome. That's a little sneaky project that we are working on that we're also excited about. Hey Daniel, thanks for hopping on, but I am about to go, so I'm gonna leave you guys with my view right here. The water's right there at the back. I'm gonna run home now and start my day. Thanks for joining me live, and remember, all you need to do is say yes to your very own ultimate level 5 private practice. I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.